All right. Listen, one more shiur before Pesach is important. All right, friends. So let's go. Let's jump in. So what was the Gemara? The Gemara was Moshe fighting the angels. Now at the end of the Gemara, we ended up last time talking about how Hashem wanted Moshe to defend himself, and he told Moshe to grab onto the Kisei HaKavod. And we ended off a beautiful idea that that Moshe needed to prove, in a sense, that he has a place amongst the Elyonim. I mean, obviously, man has a place in the lower world. But to be able to prove that he has a makom, that he has a makom above, is not a small thing. And that's what he did. By grabbing the Kisei HaKavod, we said he's even greater than the angels, because the angels surround the Kisei, and Moshe is tachas a Kisei. Okay, so the next line in the Gemara after that, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread his Ziv HaShechina and his cloud over Moshe. So what does that mean? Again, these are hard images. Moshe is sitting under the Kisei HaKavod, and the angels are sort of watching from the sidelines, and Hashem places his presence, his Shechina, over Moshe. So what does that mean? Umasha Amar. So let's see it inside. Umasha Amar, and that which the Gemara said, Shepiras ziv shchinaso va'anano alav, that Hashem spread his radiance and his cloud above him, upon Moshe, Ratzolomer, that is to say, ki ka'asher haya davak b'madregaso, b'kisei hakavod bein elyonim, now that Moshe has established his place, that he's able to grab on to the kisei and show that he has a place in the higher realms, in other words, how do I know that Moshe really has a place tachas kisei hakavod? How do I know that he's not an intruder who just snuck in and is hiding under the kisei hakavod? So in order to show that he belongs there, and he's appropriately being shielded there, so Hashem has to respond. Right? Meaning, the fact that Moshe grabbed onto the Kisei HaKavod is one thing, but when Hashem, so to speak, puts up the force field around him to protect him, so that's indicative of Moshe having an authentic place by the Kisei HaKavod. Again, the fact that Moshe was in the Elyonim, so from the one who sits on the Kisei, namely Hashem, so to speak, provided the Ziv and the Anan to Moshe, whose Madrega was connected to the Kisei. That he had an authentic place by the Kisei. What is the idea? Perish haziv el hanefesh, sheshayach elav ziv vahod, va'anan hu shayach leguf, shukmo anan kala. So says the Maharal, right? Like we said before, if you remember, we learned that, what did we learn last time? How did we say it last time? Right, when the angel said, ma enosh kisis karanu, uven adam kisif kadenu. So he said the angels were criticizing both the spirit and the body of man. Ma enosh was a critique of our soul, even though the soul is very holy, but it's still, the angels thought it was still not enough. Uben Adam was a reference to the guf. So Hashem, in protecting the ziv, is something that is connected to the soul of man. And the anan, and the cloud, right, which is, again, more substantive, albeit, still hard to grasp in your hand, right? It corresponds to the guf. Just like a cloud can be dispersed, so too, the body is also not permanent. The ziv, the radiance of Hashem, is a little bit more pure and spiritual and eternal, like the nefesh itself. Ratzal omar, shezehu madregas ha'adam v'ma'alaso yoser min ha'alyonim. And in a sense, Moshe Rabbeinu, by grabbing on to the Kisei HaKavod and showing that what? That his body and soul are being shielded by Hashem, this was Hashem's way of saying that, Moshe, you're in fact greater than the angels. She'ein lo ba'atzmo ha'madrega ha'aliona. The angels don't have this. Don't have what? Don't have a body. That's our milah. That's our success. That's our worthiness. Well, I don't understand. The fact that Moshe, what? The fact that Moshe couldn't protect himself and Hashem had to bring down this protection of the Ziv and the Anan, that is the greatness of Moshe. That's the greatness of a human being. The fact that he needs Hashem to help him? And the answer is yes. When you go under Hashem's throne or under Hashem's, wings, so to speak, so Hashem's shield that they can almost be independent of Hashem. That they almost have their own abilities. The fact that man is so limited, our dependency on Hashem causes us to have an even deeper relationship with Hashem. Right? The fact that we need Hashem more than an angel, so to speak, makes us more connected to Hashem. That's the dveikus that the Maharal is talking about. Aval hu miyucha lekabel. So man is what? Is unique in his ability to what? To receive from Hashem. Vizoreach alav kvod Hashem yisparach. He knows that he's a kli in order to receive Hashem's light, so to speak. Ve'ilu ha'elyonim kulam yesh la madriga elyona ba'atzmam. Right? That's the key. That the other heavenly beings, they have a madriga, a lofty madriga on their own. But as human beings, we feel so dependent on Hashem. And again, that dependency allows us to what? To be subsumed within Hashem. To be shielded by Hashem. To be covered over and protected by Hashem. Aval eina mekablim kvod Hashem. But the angels are not able to be mekabel the kvod Hashem. Kamosha adam davak bo kvod Hashem. As opposed to a person who clings to the kvod Hashem. A person is desperate to be shielded and protected by Hashem. V'davar za'atzma hu tshuva mashru'uya ha'torah la'adam dafka. And grabbing onto the kisei ha'kavod. When Hashem says, grab the kisei ha'kavod and give an answer, in a sense, grabbing the kisei ha'kavod is the answer. It's the need to be protected and dependent upon Hashem that itself is the answer. The angel doesn't really need the Torah. He doesn't need the guidance of the Torah. But an Adam, because of his limitations, needs to be mekabel. I need to receive a Torah. I need to be directed. I need to be connected to Hashem because I can't do it on my own. V'lo ela malachim kamoshi yizbar, as opposed to angels, which are not as receptive or is not as needy as an Adam. So in an ironic type of way, in a paradoxical way, our dependency is what makes us so deeply connected. Our shortcomings, our deficiencies is what causes us to be worthy or needy of Torah. Klal hadavar, here's the bottom line, says the Maharal. Ki ha'adam kli muchan lekabel kvod Hashem. Man, human beings, are the best kli to receive the kvod Hashem. Ve'kasher haya Moshe davak v'kisei ha'kavod. So when Moshe grabs onto the kisei ha'kavod, asher sham mekomo kamoshi hisba'er, and Moshe establishes, he proves that he has a true place by the kisei, as we've explained, so he shows that he is the true worthy recipient of the kavod of Hashem. That's true what? Hein gufo, hein nafsho. Both his body and his soul. The ziv and the cloud. Achaya odu makabel min aziv asher hu lifnei Hashem umin ha'anan asher hu lifanav. Ki ha'odam shuhu makabel vizehu ma'alaso. Kach roy, kasher hu magi al makom alaso, she makabel ziv shchina va'anano. So again, it's man's ability to be a makabel, to be a receiver, right? To be able to, again, to marry Hashem, you need a chasan and a kal at the chuppah. So Hashem is the ultimate chasan. So that means we need to become the ultimate makabel. We have to be the ultimate kala in order to receive from Hashem. And our body is ready to receive. Our neshama is ready to receive. Hashem protecting us, shielding us, both in body and soul, again, highlights the fact that we are part of his kingdom. Right? That we you know, depend upon the king to provide for us. And one of the footnotes here quotes from the Maharal's Drush al Torah, where he paints that kind of, you know, that kind of image of a king. And anyone who's tachas the melech is provided for by the melech, is protected by the king. That's one of the jobs of the king, to protect his subjects. So by making ourselves kalim, to making ourselves into a makabel, so we become recipients of Hashem's protection. And part of that, on the receiving end, is receiving the Torah. V'davar ze'atzmo goreim shezocha l'kabalas haTorah. And that itself, right, that neediness, that receiving quality of a human being, of a Jew, is what in turn again makes us worthy of Kabbalah Satorah. Va'oz Amar Lahem, and then Moshe starts to get into the practical realities of what Torah is and why it's totally irrelevant to angels. Torah she'ata nosin li perish ki al yonim asigam itzar atzam sheish seder mesudar min Hashem yisparach. The angels, in a sense, on their own, recognize that there's an order to the way that Hashem runs things. Aval ha-seder atzmo shayach la'adam dafka. Angels are very misudar. Angels don't have free will. In a sense, they're more misudar than human beings. But the seder by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is not relevant to angels. For whatever reason, and we're going to circle back in a moment from now to something we learned back in Parak Yud Gimel, which are some of the most beautiful words I think we've seen in the whole Sefer. Come back to them in a moment. The angels understand the Seder, but man lives the Seder. Aval ha-Seder atzmo shayach el ha-adam, dafka. Ki ha-Torah im ma'alasa shehi nivreis kodem shenivra ha-olam, the greatness of the Torah and that it preceded creation itself, hi ru'uya la-adam dafka, is uniquely what? Is uniquely crafted. It's clear from just opening the Torah, it's clear that the messages of the Torah are formed for man and not for angels. Why? Va'al yakshalacha, and don't ask the question, I don't understand. V'chi seder shal adam ro'oy she'am misudar kodem shenivra ha'olam? Does it make sense that the seder of man who's flesh and blood and so much connected to this physical world, does it make sense that he should draw his seder, his instruction manual comes from a place beyond time and beyond place? Man whose whole existence is time-bound and is bound by space, does it make sense that he should draw an order from a higher realm? The angels say, we understand the order of the higher realm. Man, why is he drawing from such a place to arrange his life? Ki kvar amarnu, because we've already explained. Ki zeh mitzad ki ha'adam nivra b'tzelem elokim. Man is created b'tzelem elokim. What does that mean? U'mitzad zeh yesh la'adam ma'ila elyona. Something the angels don't have. Angels are not created b'tzelem elokim. Man somehow has the ability to what? To reflect tzelem, a tzel, a shadow. To somehow reflect the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a certain ma'ila elyona of an adam. How so? How does that work? V'harei ha-mitzvah shebetorah heim ramach neged evarav. We've explained in the past, and we'll say it again, that we know from the Gemara and Makos that the mitzvos of the Torah correspond to the 248 limbs of a human being. Shehu tzalmo shel adam. That is the framework by which man is structured. U'lefichach Moshe amar. And therefore Moshe begins his response, his rebuke of the angels. You think the Torah is for you? Maksiv v'Torah. What does it say in the Torah? It's all things of this world. Klomar, ki asas angels. You live in a world that's beyond the world, and the Torah itself comes from such a place, so you feel that the Torah belongs to you. But e'ef sharak al yedei ha'adam. But you're only tapping into the highest realm of Torah, and the beauty of Torah is that it spans all of the realms. That Torah has a pshat, and a remez, and a drush, and a sod. Torah has olam haza applications, and Torah has olam haba intentions. E'ef sharak al yedei ha'adam. And only an Adam can fulfill the Torah in the fullest sense. So what did it mean? Let's just think about this for half a second. When the angel said, well, give us the Torah. So Moshe says back to them, well, you don't have parents, and it says in the Torah you should honor your parents. Did the angels not know that? They knew that. The angels obviously understand that kaved asavicha vesimecha could be understood in a way that is not only physical and literal, but has some type of transcendent, Kabbalistic meaning to it. It has nothing to do with biological parents and children. So the angel said, we want that. That's the essence of Torah, the secrets of Torah. And Hashem says, no. I want to give the Torah to someone who can experience Torah on all the levels. I want someone who, yes, is born to biological parents. Yes, can eat physical matzah. Yes, was a slave actually in Egypt. Yes, could make a cheeseburger. Has a taiva of znus. I want someone who can fulfill it on that. Angels are like, but that's not the essence of what you're saying, Hashem. And the essence is much deeper than that. To which Hashem responds, it is, but it's also a pshat. And only an adam has the ability, like Yaakov in his dream, where his ladder is touching the ground but reaching the heavens, only a human being could be all of those things at once. An angel, you're too lofty. The greatness of Torah is that what? That it can reach the highest, deepest, realms, and at the same time it could touch down on the ground. And it could be a palm frond in your hand. And that really brings us again back to what we learned in Parak Yud Gimel, where the Maharal told us that one of the beautiful things about Torah is, again, that on the one hand, it's rooted in the Elyonim, but it also expresses itself in Dvarim Gashmiim. It has a Sod Pnimi, in the words of the Maharal, but it's also a Dvar Gashmi. It's all you can hold in your hand. And it's just like us. It's just like us. We have a neshama, and I have a body. I have a neshama that lives forever, and we have a body that's going to rot in the dirt one day. Right? So the full expanse of man, from the highest to the lowest, makes him the most fitting for Torah. The angels only wanted the Sod of Torah. The angels wanted the deeper dimensions of Torah. But Moshe's response to them is, but what about the Pshat? Were you a slave in Mitzrayim? Do you have taivas? Can you eat cheeseburgers? Do you work during the week that you need to be told to rest on Shabbos? The angels say, no, we know deeper explanations of those psukim. So Moshe says, I do too. But I also fulfill it in a very simplistic, literal sense. V'zeh ki kamo ha'adam, arishar yesh lo ha'mayla ha'elyona, shu nivra b'tzelem elokim. Just like a person, on the one hand, is what is actually created b'tzelem elokim and has such a lofty reflection of God within himself. V'tzelem hazeh mekabelo so guf ha'gashmi. And yet that tzelem, that radiance, right, that reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is able to express itself in a physical body, in a guf gashmi, in a physical body, v'kacha Torah, the Torah ba'atzma, the Torah itself. Yes, it's true, the Torah on the one hand is beyond time, beyond space, beyond everything. At the same time, harehi nitlis va'omedes b'dvarim gashmim. And yet at the same time, it's able to what? It's able to be founded upon what? Upon principles of physicality, of things of this world. Hema mitzvos maisios, the actual physical performance of mitzvos. The ram's horn that makes up the shofar. So therefore, just like angels don't reflect this tzelem of Hashem, because a tzelem means a shadow. A shadow means a reflection of something bigger than itself. The shadow is sort of like a microcosm of the bigger thing. So only a human being is able to be that carrier, is able to be low enough to be able to transport, so to speak, that higher image upon himself. Right? The body serves as the platform or the mold upon which this tzelem, this image of God, can be imprinted. But angels who don't have that ability to receive in the same way, they can't be marked, stamped with the image of God. Man has the ability to receive, to be makabel, to carry, so to speak, that image, right? To transport that image through this world, to be a merkava l'shchina, to be a chariot for the divine image. Lakachu makabel atzalem hazeh. V'chein ha-Torah. Lefi ma'ilas ha-seichel hazeh, tzarech lezeh nosei gashmi hu ha-adam. To show the full greatness of Torah, it needs what? It needs to be able to manifest itself within physicality. And only an Adam could be the recipient of that. The angels are too lofty for Torah. Ki mipnei sha'mitzvos kol kach heim sichliyim ein ondem ba'atzmam rak tzarech shiyeh lehem mekabel gashmi. For the mitzvos to be able to land somewhere, they need a kli, they need a base. They need something to receive them. They need an empty vessel that they can fill. And we are that empty vessel. The angels are too full. There's no room for them to receive the fullness of the Torah. Right? It needs a makabel gashmi. Kamoshu b'tzelem elokim shabo nivra ha'adam. Shalo nasan l'malachi asharis. L'malas v'dakus ha'tzelem hazeh tzarech elav nosei makabel. Right? You want to transport this divine image on something that's beneath it to become a chariot for it. And that's us. Only a human being of flesh and blood can be sort of, again, that ladder that spans the heaven and the earth, right? It's Rosho is Magia Shemaima, but its bottom is Mutzav Arza. V'davar zeh od yisbar b'rayos b'ruos. We'll further explain this idea with many clear proofs. Amir Tzashem in the next parak. V'davar amuk ma'od. It's a very deep idea. And it is a very deep idea. It is a very deep idea that we get a fuller picture of Hashem when Hashem shows his willingness to what? To reach down into lower places. That's why Hashem's greatest desire, says the Medrash, is to have a dira b'tachtonim. It's why Hashem is going to come to us at the Seder, as he came to us in Mitzrayim, and take us out himself. Why couldn't he send an angel? Because Hashem wants to show that I can be the highest, and part of my greatness is that I can also reach down to the lowest. I can make myself accessible on all levels. V'zesh amar l'Moshe, hachzer lehem tshuva, ki Moshe shekvar hu eitzel basar v'dam, davar zehu atshuva l'malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu, you who know that the Torah can be experienced in a physical world, the angels couldn't believe it. The angels couldn't understand that there's a pshat of kaved asavicha v'asimecha. They couldn't understand that there's a pshat of lo sirtzach. The angels couldn't understand that there's a pshat of leaving Mitzrayim and eating matzah. Moshe, go tell them. Tell them the truth. You're down in the world. Tell them that it can be lived in this world. V'zeh k'moshe kasavti, ki seder Hashem yizbarach, mimenu ha'tshuva l'malachim. The very order and arrangement of the Torah itself, that itself is the response to the angels. And therefore the angels, l'kach hodu, and therefore the angels decided to say, Moshe, you're right. We only saw a very limited image of the Torah. We thought we saw the best of Torah by seeing the highest, deepest secrets of Torah. And Moshe says, no. If you want to have the full picture of Torah, you want to appreciate the full breadth of Torah, you have to see how, on the one hand, yes, it's filled with the deepest secrets of the universe in the higher realms, but it also has the ability to manifest itself in the lowest realms. And that's the fullness of Torah. Right? That shows how complete Hashem is. Torah Hashem Tamima. If you say the Torah is only for the Shemayim, like the angels claimed, that's limiting. But if you show the Torah can go anywhere, and can be anything, and can be understood on every level, that's the full beauty of the Torah. So let me just end with a vart that we're going to say in the Haggadah. We're going to say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amal Yisrael. Right, thank you Hashem for giving us the Torah. And then we're going to say, Keneged Arba Banim Dibur Torah. Torah spoke about a chacham, a rasha, a tam, she'ini yodei alishol. So there's an amazing vart. Rav Chaim Brisker and Chaim Brisker Maharal, I think, asked the question, like, what's the connection between the two? Right? Thank you, Hashem, for the Torah. Can I get arba banim? So Rav Chaim Brisker explained, the Torah is unique in that it's the only sefer, it's the only text in the world that can be understood on every level. Baruch shenasan Torah l'am yisrael. And a little first grader is learning, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Avram, a story of a man who once left his home in pursuit of God. That same pasuk could be studied by the greatest Talmud Chacham who's been learning Torah for decades. That's so awesome. That Torah has that, it's so full and so rich that it could be understood for a first grader and understood for the Gadol Hador. How could one book service, you know, a first grader and a 90-year-old sage? And the answer is, that's the depth of the Torah. So that's what the angels didn't understand. The angels only understood the deeper dimensions of Torah. They didn't understand, Moshe, go tell them there's a pshat in the Torah. That there were actual human beings who were slaves in Mitzrayim, who left Mitzrayim, who ate matzah, who shechted a carbon Pesach. Right? Show them that the Torah and the beauty and the greatness of the Torah is that it can be received by human beings down below. Okay? All right, so we'll stop here for tonight. And like I told you last time, the angels have to come to the Seder and admit that they made a lot of mistakes about us. That they always thought they were better than us. But when we left Mitzrayim, it proved that we're better than angels. So that's what the Zohar says in Parshas Bo. The angels have to come to the Seder and they have to confess, we messed up. We tried to block your creation at creation. We tried to block you at Matthias Mitzrayim. We tried to block you at Kabbalah Satorah. You deserve, you're better than us. The angels are going to confess before us. And you know, the goal is not to make the angels feel bad at the Seder. Not going to say, told you so, right? But we should feel very proud that we have the ability to be even greater than Malachim. All right? So, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.